that story. And there's a wonderful story in the Irish Daily Mail about the legendary, quote-unquote, George Hook. This company, an American company called American Holidays, were proposing to a seven-day cruise for holidaymakers, and the star attraction would be George Hook. He might be one of our most popular broadcasters, the piece tells us, by Tom Prendeville, but the prospect of a Mediterranean cruise in the company of George Hook has provoked rather less excitement than expected. The Mediterranean cruise out of Barcelona, which was to have departed on October the 23rd for 7 days, has been suspended. Not enough people booked. The cost was $1,169 based on two people sharing. Now, they took out an ad, American Holidays, in the newspapers, and here's what they promised. Cruise with the legendary George Hook, an opportunity not to be missed. For the first time ever, American Holidays is offering the opportunity to enjoy 7 days on the high seas in the company of George Hook. Listen to George give seminars on how to beat the recession, Irish rugby, in the 2010 World Cup, as well as enjoying his usual crack and repartee whilst cruising around the Mediterranean. Holidaymakers were also promised VIP drinks receptions on board with George, guaranteed an opportunity to dine with the great man during the cruise. Don't get too excited, Shane. It was hoped that the popular radio and TV rugby commentator who anchors the right hook on News Talk and fronts a TV campaign for Sky Sports would prove an inspired choice for offering advice on beating the recession in his typical no-nonsense style. However, the public rejected the opportunity, and it just shows you how daft people can be. Senator Ross, good morning to you.
Good morning, Eamon.
What would you have said to the opportunity to dine and indeed have drinks with Senator...
Hook, yes, but he might be... I think there'll probably be some sort of an explosion in the studio tomorrow when George comes in and he gets his own back on you for that particular little sally on him.
I think the people have been foolish. I mean, you also have the chance to he might help you beat the recession.
Well, I think what you've done now here is put the ratings up of your programme, put the ratings up of his programme tomorrow very successfully. And to have news, Civil War and News Talk is going to make the news in the tabloids tomorrow, and I'm looking forward to it.
Okay, Derville, you represent the younger generation here, and as indeed does Mick Clifford, and the
Come on.
Thanks, David.
Now, Derville, listen, we've had too much doom and gloom in the media recently, and here I am trying to introduce a bit of levity. Would you have paid 1,100 euro to cruise the Mediterranean and dine with George, get his advice, listen to his seminars on the world at large, and of course have a one-on-one conversation with him as well?
I don't think I'd be using my disposable income to spend money to spend any time with the man, let alone a week on a cruise. I think it would be highly entertaining. I'm surprised actually there wasn't more take up with 1,100.
Yeah, 1,100. No, nobody took it up. 1,100 euros was the price. Mick Clifford?
I wouldn't have gone over 1,000, Eamon. I'd have done it for 990.
Jim Power?
I was contemplating going until I heard George pass some very disparaging remarks about the Waterford hurling team just before the Munster final against Cork. Yeah. He wrote off the challenge.
Did he?
So
was he right?
No, we beat him.
Right.
Yeah, we are Munster champions.
Another headline. George Hook wrong. Shock horror.
But I was going to go until I heard that.
Okay. Now, Jim Power, there's some fascinating pieces in the...